You know, I think, I mean, at this level, you don't, I mean, stuff like that, you don't need it to motivate you. I mean, when you walk in this locker room, you know, out on the practice field, you're motivated. You know, this is the best job in the world. So, I mean, how could you not be motivated when you go out there?
What week did you play it last year?
I kind of go between 230, 235, and this year I'm going to try to keep it closer to 240. So, you know, it's kind of a struggle for me, you know, especially late in the season, keeping on weight. But, you know, I've met with a few nutritionists in the off season and kind of got a different game plan as far as trying to keep the weight on. So,
is that where you're at right now?
I'm about 235, maybe a little over right now.
So you're hoping that throughout the course of the season?
I think this is one of the most critical times. Last year I lost a bunch of weight in camp, and this year I've been able to keep it on. So it'll be nice if I can keep that going this year.
So what do you eat more, steak?
Steak and potatoes, man. Now, you know, I've been eating more meals per day, and, you know, like I said, I met with a nutritionist that has me, you know, eating before I go to sleep and stuff like that. So.
People would love to be in that position.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that I can't gain weight. I can gain weight, but it's a situation where I don't want to gain, you know, bad weight, and, you know, I don't think that's going to help me at all. I think, you know, to be able to gain muscle, that's what I want. So,
how would you assess the camp you're having so
far? You know, I think it's all right. There's always room for improvement. You know, it's been a real competitive camp so far, and, you know, I think it's going to come down to, you know, guys that, you know, are consistent and go out there and, you know, keep fighting through the whole camp.
During live sessions, are you actually going 100%, or do you have to kind of, obviously, pull back to a pylon position? Do you have to kind of
Like during the team and the blitz stuff, I mean, you're basically going 100%. You got to stay on your feet. You know, there's no cutting or anything like that. But, I mean, you know, they're giving us a good look, and, you know, we're pretty much going full speed.
So. You're working with the ones. Does that give you any sense of security at all, or do you not look at it that way?
You know, you don't really look at it like that. I think I actually like, you know, getting the variety, you know, working with the ones, working with the twos, threes, because it makes you kind of know your stuff better. You know, you're not always relying on people to make the calls, and you know what the calls should be. So I think it kind of sharpens your game working through all the rotations. You know, I think for me, obviously, you know, I've been working on my weight, and I think my pass protection stuff, I'd like to work on that a little bit. But, you know, I think if I could point out one thing, yeah, that's probably it, pass blocking.
Why do you want to put on some weight for you? Just have a little bit more behind the
back? Yeah, and I think it'll help me from an endurance standpoint, you know, throughout the season, like last year, you know, I got banged up a couple times, and you know, hopefully, you know, if I can get a little more mass on me, you know, I should, hopefully that'll help with some of the injury situations.
Any advice for Spencer Hibbert on the road there?
No, I mean, like, what about, like, life advice,
no,
football,
no, football
advice?
Football.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of
I mean, you know, I don't know if his situation is any different than mine. You know, he's out there competing for a spot, and like I said, it's going to come down to guys that are consistent and guys that are healthy.
Yeah, just the offensive defense, for instance. Obviously, you'd have to do both at once.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, there's maybe a little bit of a similarity between.
Well, he's in a unique position. You know, he's played offense and defense in the NFL, and, you know, I've never done that, and you know, it's a big transition, and I, you know, I'm amazed at how well he's handled it.
So, could that Saturday night scrimmage getting called on, could that have been a blessing in disguise? You guys get more rest, or are you disappointed?
You know, I think you always want to get out there. Those are the kind of evaluation days where they can, you know, the coaches can see where we're at this point. And, you know, I think from that standpoint, you want to go out there and show them what you're working with. But, you know, it's also good to, you know, give our legs a little rest there too. And we were able to come back fresh today.
Anxious to see somebody in a different uniform Saturday night? Is that
Yeah, I think that's kind of the story of every camp. You know, after about the first week, you just want to hit somebody different. So it'll be nice to get out there. I think it's Cleveland's our first game, right? So. Yeah, it'll be fun to get out there.
Thanks, Corey.
Yep, thank you.